Welcome back to Edgewood Veterans Stadium in San Antonio. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. 35-7 is our final. The Wimberley Texans come to San Antonio and win the bi-district championship for the second year in a row. And for the second year in a row, it was 35-7. So that's kind of weird. They just did a copycat from last year. Here's how it went down. It was Wimberley getting on the board first. Moss Carruthers on a 65-yard touchdown run. Curtis Bingle's extra point with 10:22 left to play in the first quarter gave Wimberley a 7-0 lead. Wyatt Band then scored on an 82-yard touchdown pass from his quarterback, JJ Jojo Weeks. JJ Jojo, hey.
JJ's his brother.
Bingle with a, how about that? Bingle with an extra point. Wimberley leads it 14-0 at that point. Texans then score on a 6-yard Jake Cockerham run. Bingle added another extra point. It was 21-0 after the first quarter. Then it was Pearsall getting on the board. It was Bubba Cuevas, the quarterback, on a 6-yard run. Edgar Melendez's kick in the second quarter cut the lead to 21-7, but Wimberley was able to stretch the lead to 28-7 when Jake Cockerham picked up his second touchdown of the night, this time a 2-yard run. Bingle's extra point made it Wimberley 28-7. That was a halftime score, and the only score in the second half came on a Guy Kipperus 4-yard run. Bingle added the extra point. With 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter, Wimberley led it 35-7. Texans able to play out the ball game from that point, and again, win it here tonight in San Antonio by a score of 35-7. Again, our scores and highlights brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Let's take a quick break. We're back with more of our postgame show after this timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texans sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at cypresscreekcafe.com.
And by A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
Back in San Antonio, wrapping things up. Texans came down here and took care of their business, 35-7, winning it over the Pearsall Mavericks. Jared Robinson joins me in the booth as well. Let's run down some scores, though, before we talk to Jared. Sinton and Rio Hondo. We told you the Texans will play the winner of that game. Right now, Rio Hondo leads it by a score of 15-14 in the third quarter, so we won't find out the final of that game before we go off the air, but we'll certainly monitor it. Crystal City beats Llano, 22-18 is the score in that one. It was Cuero, 45, Raymondville, 6. Giddings ahead of Connolly, 28-18. By the way, these are not finals here tonight. These are either late in the third quarter or early fourth quarter ball games. This game we were at tonight went by so quickly, the scores we're giving you. These games are still going on, and we're done. And Navarro, get this, Navarro 63, Poteet nothing. 63-0, that ball game's still in the third quarter. This just in, Navarro's pretty good. China Springs 15, Bernie 10. It was Liberty Hill over Canyon Lake, or actually that game is ongoing, 31-14 the score in that one. And Stony Point 34-21 over San Marcos. Now let's bring Jared in, and Jared, it ought to be a good week of practice for Wimberley. They just came down here and smoked Pearsall pretty good here tonight. Doug Warren, a happy camper, don't you think?
Oh, I can only imagine that coming out of this one, and really, you know, it's always tough to game plan for a playoff game against a team that you haven't faced in literally 1 year. You really don't know anything about them other than the, you know, about what, 5 to 6 days that you get to study film on them and things. You really don't plan on, you know, who you're going to play in the playoffs. You just kind of let the cards fall, and, you know, you got to cram everything that you do into 1 week of studying and then get your kids ready for it and, you know, obviously maintain the composure for the coaching staff, the kids, and make sure they still have the drive to come out here and the will to win. you know, for the seniors over there on the Wimberley side, they're getting to play again. You know, your heart goes out to these, to Pearsall Mavericks. These guys, you know, they battled all night long. Just the Wimberley Texan defense was too much for them. You know, holding them to seven. Obviously the big stop in the fourth quarter down here on the, goal line. And, you know, that Texan defense has really been solid all year long. Offense stepped up big. Running game was gigantic. Moss Carruthers, big run. Several big plays that we saw. And, you know, if Wimberley continues to do that, they've got a chance to continue to go down. It'll be interesting to see who we play and where we're going to play next week. We'll, again, like you said, we'll try to keep everybody informed as soon as possible, as soon as we know something. But definitely looking forward to another week of Texan football next week coming up.
And, we'll see. It's the winner of the Senton Rio Hondo game, and Rio Hondo ahead 15-14 now in the second half of that one. The last 2 years when it has been, when it's been Wimberley versus Senton, it's been in the third round of the playoffs. But because of the way the two teams finished this year, it's going to be in the second round if Senton wins. And the Senton-Wimberley game has been played in San Antonio the last 2 years. This time, if it's Rio Hondo, who knows where the ball game will be played. But again, we'll pass along all the info on the social media of the Sun Radio Sports Network for sure and let everybody in Wimberley know as soon as we know. Thanks again, Jared. Great game. Gosh, you got Wimberley a 35-7 win. So
yeah,
so good job. We'll see you again next week.
Yeah, we'll be here again next week. What do they say? Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's it. That's it. And again, we'll pass it along when we pass out when we find out the information on the game next week. Let's put this one in the books. Wimberley Texans win their bi-district ball game tonight against the Pearsall Mavericks by a score of 35-7. Texans move their record to 9-2 on the year, while the Mavericks fall to 7-4. Texans will now play the winner of Senton Rio Hondo, a time and place to be determined. But again, we will pass that info along as soon as we get it. This weekend, we will, of course, be covering the Texans throughout the football playoffs. Our game tonight brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter. Scores and highlights courtesy of Eric Willis and Natural Development. Again, back on the air for the playoffs next week. Time and place to be determined. We will let you know as soon as we know. Thanks to Jared Robinson again for his fine work, and thanks again to my boy, Miles Blackwell. Once again, our final from San Antonio, Wimberley 35, Pearsall 7. Until next week and round number 2 of the high school football playoffs, I'm Mike Blackwell. Good night, friends.
Support comes from Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Support comes from Mike Coble at Premier Residential Mortgage. Professionals offering new home financing and refinancing of mortgages for residents in the Texas Hill Country. Online at teamcoble.com. Mike Coble is a licensed residential mortgage loan originator with Premier Residential Mortgage. NMLS number 216200. Premier is sponsored by NTFN Inc. NMLS number 75333 and is an equal housing lender.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from the Wimberley View newspaper, covering all Wimberley Texan sports with comprehensive coverage as well as local news in the area. For more information and to subscribe, visit wimberleyview.com or call 512-858-4163.